Most of you know that the Society of St. Andrew has been involved in hunger work since our inception. That's what brought us together, our concern for hunger. For the past 4 years, our ministry has been one of education primarily. We've taught about hunger, the facts and the causes and the problems of hunger. We've taught about the proper response to hunger, primarily in the area of living a more responsible lifestyle. Recently, in March, as a matter of fact, at the end of March, we were leading a workshop on the Eastern Shore, and we were talking about the causes of hunger, and most of the congregation were farmers. And we mentioned that one of the primary causes of world hunger is food waste, that about 20 to 25% of all the food produced in the world is wasted. And immediately one farmer raised his hand. He said, "I don't agree with that. That's it. You're not even close on that. There's not that much food wasted." And we said, we cited the sources and said, "You know, we know that's true. In fact," I said, "I was on the Eastern Shore for 2 years and I know how many potatoes you waste." And he sat right down. Didn't argue, just sat right down. But afterwards, we started a beautiful dialogue, and to make a long story short, I decided we would try to get them to donate a truckload of potatoes to Our Daily Bread here in Lynchburg. And one thing led to another, and one of my friends said, "Well, why don't you think a little larger than that?" I said, "Okay." And so I called the two farmers that I was talking to, and I gave them sort of an open-ended question. I said, "If you could give me all the potatoes that you normally dump and waste over the course of your season, how many white potatoes could you give me?" And he said, "Let me call you back." He called me back about an hour later. He said, "I think we could come up with a little over 500 tons. I said, "Okay." And I called Our Daily Bread. I called Lee Giles. And I said, "How many potatoes could you use every week if I could get them for you?" She said, "About 10, 15 pounds. I said, "Oh, no." And I called two or three other soup kitchens, and I could get rid of about 30 pounds a week. And he was going to give me about 120,000 pounds a week. And so we started thinking and finding other sources to distribute these potatoes, and within a week had all the potatoes promised and requests for more if we could get them. And we started going knocking, saying, "We've got food that we want to give to some hungry people. Give us some money." And the money was no difficulty. So far, in 3 months, we've got about $76,000 that people have given us. And it's going to take that and more, because once we started talking about white potatoes, other farmers said, "Well, we waste things too." And so far, we've been distributing food since the 3rd of June with our first distribution. And this morning at 12 o'clock, we're going to have a load of potatoes going into Washington, D.C. They had to be delivered on Sunday because they won't keep very long. Once they're dug, they have to be distributed. But when the load is delivered this morning, in a month's time, from June the 3rd, which was our first distribution, till today, we've distributed 320,000 pounds of white potatoes and sweet potatoes in a month's time. That's 160 tons in a month. And we're kind of excited about that, because we think that if everything goes according to schedule and plan, by the end of the year, over 1,000 tons of food that would normally be dumped to rot will be distributed to hungry people in our own country. But where that fits into all this is simply that there comes a time when you have to start asking and not be afraid to ask and not say, "Well, I'm too embarrassed to extend myself and ask for a handout or ask for food or ask for a contribution." But I think that if we come to the place where we realize that it's not strangers that are sick. When we see the children on television with the swollen and bloated bellies, that's not strangers. That's my little brother or my little sister. And when we really start a little more radical in our approach to hunger and realize that if they're really my family, I cannot allow them to suffer, we'll go places and do things that we might not originally intended to do, because the demands of the gospel are such that we cannot avoid that. There's a poem that I've used before that kind of sums up maybe, to me, the depth of the horror of hunger that we need to kind of identify with, maybe. I think a big part of the problem with hunger and poverty in general is that we have identifying with it. Even though the church is giving more to world relief and stuff than ever before, we tend to insulate ourselves from the reality of it. And that's why we don't feel the pain that we need to feel. Over and over again in the Gospels, we read that Jesus did certain miracles because he was moved with compassion. And I think if we're ever going to deal sufficiently with hunger, we're going to have to be moved with compassion. The poem is called Arithmetic of Poverty. The sad mother who goes without, is it Rama, the strongest, or Baka, the weakest, who may not need it much longer? Or perhaps Sita, who may be expendable? The sad mother, kill a part of yourself as you resolve this dilemma. Decide, mother, decide, and hate. When will justice come? When those who are not oppressed are as upset as those who are. If we're ever going to deal with hunger, we're going to have to become upset and realize what we're doing to our own family. We're going to come to the Lord's table in a moment. And one of the things I think is essential for us to realize, if we're to take it correctly, is that we're in a covenant not only vertical with our Lord and our God, but with everyone else who's a part of God's family. And that covenant is unbreakable. It means we're responsible for one another. And I think that might just call us to a new commitment to deal with the poor and the hungry of our world.